This week, you and I went out and saw a show. It sorted lies.
Couple of shows.
We did see actually a couple of shows. Were you going to say a quarter of a show?
I meant to say, yeah, it didn't come out right.
A quarter of a show. We just stayed for the first half of the first act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we saw Sorted Lives. Let's start there at Civic Theater. If you want to go check it out, it's running for a few weeks. It's going to be Wednesday through Sunday, so you can really go see at any time. It was hilarious. You said it was much different than the film in the show.
I wouldn't say much different, but I will say the movie a lot. Yep. It's a cult classic, especially yes. in the LGBT community. But the movie, you get something out of the play that you don't get
mm-hmm.
When you're watching the movie. The movie is very funny, very everything. And there's poignant moments, but the play yeah. has this perfect balance between poignant moments and, you know, and the humor itself.
Right.
We were dying. It was hysterical.
It was hysterical. There were moments when you weren't really sure what was going on stage anyways. So, mm-hmm. you know, you just had to laugh it off.
Well, and it was the their kind of workstage downstairs mm-hmm. where they workshop certain projects that they don't have up on the main stage. Because the play we saw a few weeks mm-hmm. ago is still on the main stage at the
Civic. It is, yes. Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
Yes,
Dangerous
that is
liaisons.
Still there. So this is at the downstairs stage. It's a different environment. I mean,
yes.
it's playing to four sides.
Which I found was interesting. I've yeah. never, ever, ever experienced playing to four. I've never experienced a stage like that.
Right, which is always an experience.
Yeah.
Especially coming from, we've both been actors,
yes.
I've directed, and then, yeah. of course, an audience member. It's different. But I will say, you know, we talked a little bit about it last week. It's a black comedy mm-hmm. about white trash. But it's also very poignant, and I appreciated this because the monologues that the main character, or the son of the main, one of the main cast, is Ty, and he's
yeah.
dealing with coming out to his mother, who is very Southern. The women in this play are absolutely hysterical and spot on
right.
with their characters. And there's this poignant side of this kid trying to figure out, you know, he lives his life in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He lives as an out gay man, and yet he still has this balance because as an actor he doesn't feel comfortable coming
right,
out
right.
and he's not out to his parents. And the scene that's worth it is when he finally wants his mother to stand and face his sexuality, and it's hysterical.
Right. She does, and then she just goes overboard. She goes crazy. It's you're going to have to see it and go down and experience
it. I do want to say that,
yeah.
all of the women in this play were just above par.
And
just
spot on, yes.
And this is what I like. So I've been in community mm-hmm. theater. Mm-hmm. You have? I've been in it for 20-something years, and I can tell you, in different communities, from
yeah.
Tulsa, Wenatchee, and all of that, I will tell you, there. Playhouses are interesting because you can go watching. It's community theater, and you're watching your neighbors up there, and
yeah.
it's fun. But you know how much fun it is when you can get lost in the characters because they have really developed them.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that they did this on this play.
I think so too. And they nailed, you know, Southern women. They those characters from the Big Hair, as we know, the
yes.
style, the way they walk, the way they talk, and just their interactions were so good. And
I'm trying to remember
one of the ones
I Sissy,
yeah,
Laura Lynn, Lulu Stafford, brilliant. It's just
yeah.
brilliant. She so embodied her character that it was just fun to watch her. And then, so she
yes.
set this up. And then when her sisters come in, it is just, or her sister, or not her sister, I'm sorry, her nieces.
Her nieces, yes.
Come in, this trio of women who really have this crazy Southern relationship. So
yeah.
it was fun.
yeah.
Ty was played by John Michael Collins, and he was wonderful and I don't know. I just couldn't say enough. I didn't know what to expect walking into
mm-hmm,
this play.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was very pleasantly
surprised. Yeah.
And director Lance Babbitt deserves a lot of credit for that. So I don't know. It's fun to get back out there and see
yeah.
real, like, get
real
your teeth into these things.
Yes,
I was having
exactly.
a conversation
exactly.
with your boyfriend, and I said, I really could see him do
yeah.
like a show like that. You know, playing something, if it was a different world and John Michael Collins hadn't have done
mm-hmm,
such a great job,
mm-hmm.
I could see him doing those things. There, if you're out there in the community, there are some fun things to get involved with.
There's a
that
lot, yeah.
are quality because that play was crazy. So anyways,
mm-hmm.
it is still running. If you have a chance to go get tickets, we highly recommend it. So
yes, please see it. Please, and then, you know what? Tell us what you think of the play. I would love to hear other people's descriptions of the play. I mean,
right? And critiques. How their experience. Yeah. So it's kind of fun. So, Sordid Lives, it's Del Shores, plus the sequel is being about to be shot or being shot right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Leslie Jordan was in the original. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so fun. Exactly.
Check it out.